It has been a beautiful Monday across New York and western New England. We've seen lots of sunshine and pleasant temperatures. In fact, we are running above seasonable levels for mid-November. We will see a few changes come into the mix as some cooler air works in tonight into the day tomorrow. But overall, the weather will stay quiet through Wednesday. Our next shot at any rainfall will come on Thursday. So for now, we're watching a weak cold front work its way through the region. As the front slides to the south, we are not expecting any rain or snowfall, but this front will bring about a rather big change on the thermometer. So temperatures tonight will drop back into the 20s. Some teens are likely, especially in the northern mountains, and a few areas south of Albany may hold in the lower to mid-30s as the night rolls along. It will be a mainly clear night, so a beautiful night to get outside, check out some of the stars, though if you're going to be outside for any period of time, you'll definitely want to have a heavy coat ready to go, and also a hat and some gloves or mittens. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have high pressure build in from the north, and this Canadian high pressure will bring temperatures down quite a bit from today. So we're expecting highs tomorrow to be mainly in the 40s across New York and western New England, but it's going to be another bright, very nice-looking day across the region. But again, you'll definitely notice that change as the cooler air mass comes in. And as we work into Wednesday, that high-pressure area will drift off to the east, so we'll have sunshine in the morning, and then clouds will increase as that high-pressure works away. We'll start to see our next storm draw closer. At this point, it looks like the rainfall should hold off until after dark on Wednesday, so the daylight hours of Wednesday are expected to be dry. Temperatures will climb up close to 50, so we'll add a few degrees to what we see during the day tomorrow. And then on Thursday, that storm system will work its way through the northeast, so we're looking for clouds and periods of rain. We'll have an increasing breeze out of the south, and that warm wind out of the south will push temperatures up into the 50s as we work through the day. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Loversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, with highs in the upper 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, with highs in the mid-40s. Region-wide on Wednesday, increasing clouds, a bit milder, with highs around 50, and on Thursday, cloudy with periods of rain likely, breezy and warmer, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.